This podcast exists for one reason only. My twin sister, Emily, is missing. We need to find her. I posted the first episode yesterday, and the support has been amazing. Thank you, all of you. I'm assuming many of you know me and Emily, but for those that might not, here's a little background. We live in Santa Clarita. It's a small town in Southern California, about 2 hours outside of LA. We're twin sisters. Em is 13 minutes older than me and loves to remind me of that. We're in high school and we should both be in 11th grade, but Emily got held back. So that's weird. She says she's upgraded. Sophomore version 2.0. I hate that she got held back. I can't believe that I'll go to college before her. It's so stupid. But there is a reason, and it's important to understand. Mom is sick. We found out last year, and her doctor gave her 6 months. But my mom's a badass. If anyone could beat the odds, it's her. That really messed with Emily. She was already the wild child. Mom always says she's carving her own path. I call it being reckless. Either way, after Mom got diagnosed, Emily let it all go. It's breast cancer, and it's aggressive, and now it's everywhere. Knowing that Emily is missing, that stress and fear and worry is literally killing her. My mom needs to know that her oldest daughter is okay. She has fought so hard to have more time with us. I have to give her that. We, dear listener, have to give her that.
You have a few minutes now. Her meds are kicking in, so the pain should be better. See what she's up for, but keep her focused on happy topics, okay?
Yeah.
No, honey, I'm feeling better. I'm up for it.
See? Total badass.
Aria, no need for that.
So, everyone, this is my mom, Angela DeRosa. Mom, this is everyone listening to my podcast. Do you want to introduce yourself? Or should I tell them about you?
Well, now that I'm all drugged up, I'm curious how you'll introduce me. Go for it.
Okay. Angela.
Mom.
She hates when we use her name. She used to tell us her name was Mom, which really confuses a 3-year-old when other people call her Angela.
Anyway.
Mom is the strongest, most caring, most wonderful woman I know.
A little thick, perhaps. Sounds like you're trying to get me to buy you something.
But it's true.
Thank you. My mom always told me family was the most important thing in life. She wished I had brothers and sisters, that the sibling relationship was really special.
And you agreed.
Well, I actually liked being an only child, but I didn't have much choice. You and Emily came as a matching set.
Right. And, if we didn't?
Who knows? Things didn't go as planned with your father, so I'm grateful I got you two together. We've gone through lean times, these hard times. You girls have always been the best part of my life. You'll be that for each other after me. Mama was right.
Mom, I don't want to add any more stress.
It's not on you. Anyone listening, my time here is coming to a close. My girls need each other. Please help Emily get back to us. Please.
Mom, it's gonna be okay. I promise. Sorry, that got emotional. Mom's resting now. Thinking of Emily missing, hurt, or worse. It's hard. You know, she'd never admit it, but Emily has always been Mom's favorite. Even with all the crap she's put us through, getting drunk in 6th grade, sneaking out, lying, Mom sees her as the one with the screw it attitude she always wished she had. Meanwhile, I'm the dependable one. Easier to take for granted. I'm rambling. Anyway, that's us. That's what we're up against. Hold on. Oh, shit. I am such an idiot. I don't have Emily's phone, obviously, but I do have her laptop, and I know her password, and her messages sync to her laptop. Okay, Em, who have you been texting? Here's the voice memo to me. Looking back, scrolling. Are you kidding me? Texting with some guy? Some dude you'd never mentioned? He's just in here as Bradley. They're arranging a time to meet. Oh my god. This is the same day she disappeared. Okay, who the hell is Bradley? Why the hell are you meeting him? And what the hell does he know about where you are? Thank you so much for listening to Finding Emily. If you or anyone you know has any information about my sister, where she is, or what happened to her, please contact me directly through the email in the show notes. Anything at all could be the key to finding her.